This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We do with the oil left in the glasses of the menorah on the eighth day and every day, but especially on the eighth day. Every day you could relight it for the next day. But what do we do on the eighth day? So we have a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. In one place, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman, Taf Resh Ayin Zayin says, Hanotar Bayom HaShmini, whatever oil is left on the eighth day, Min HaShemen HaTzarich LeShiur HaDlaka, Oseh Lo Medura V'Sorfo B'Fnei Atzmo. You have to burn it. You have to make a big fire and burn it. Let it burn out. That's one place in the Shulchan Aruch. On another place, the Shulchan Aruch tells us differently. He says that after half hour worth, one is allowed to use it for whatever he wants. That's how he says in Siman Taf Resh Ayin Bet. Im Natan Bayoter Yachol Lechavota Lachar Sheavar Ze Hazman. After the half hour passed, you can burn it out. V'chen Yachol Lishtamesh Lora Lachar Ze Hazman. And you're allowed to benefit from it. You want to light it for your own benefit. You want to put it on your salad, whatever you want. You can do with the oil. What's the answer to this contradiction? So it is in the words already of the Shulchan Aruch. The Bet Yosef himself explains two answers. Two ways. One way is that one is with a tnai. You set a specific condition that you only want to benefit. You only makzeh the shemen for the candles only for that half hour. After that half hour, you want to benefit from it. You want to take it. And therefore, after half hour, you're allowed to benefit for whatever you want. Second answer the Shulchan Aruch says is that it's mukzeh automatically only for that half hour. So therefore, if it burns out, if it's extinguished within that half hour, it's a problem to use that half hour worth that you put inside the menorah. But after half hour, you can use it for whatever you want.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.